May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I don't know if the lectionary developers chose St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians to coincide with Inauguration Day or not. Certainly, in doing so, they have offered a challenge to preachers everywhere, and certainly no more so than in this year. Because how, after the weekend we've had, can we possibly not hear St. Paul's words? Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you. How can we hear those words and not sit here and go, and what on earth are we supposed to do with that? This has been a weekend when our the divisions among us have been on open display, hasn't it? It is a great challenge to figure out what to make of it as a Christian. Because on the one hand, I very much want us to be unified, to be in agreement, to all have the same goals and the same desires, to all be able to agree on a set of policies and plans for what is best for all of us and for our nation. And at the same time, I am deeply aware that this is not true, and that in fact, I firmly believe that our common life together is going to require us to stand up at times against injustice, against things that we believe deeply are wrong, to take positions that may put us at odds with those who believe other things. Others who are seeking, just as I am, to be faithful Christians. I'm wondering if Paul wasn't just fed up and saying, oh, work it out, would you? Like I do with my kids when they're fighting over something. But I do think that this is an important call to us as Christians. Because it is absolutely true that when we are divided and angry and bitterly in disagreement, that it is hard for us to demonstrate to the world love for one another. The love that we are called to have for one another. It is hard for us when we are caught up in our disagreements to be able to model that kingdom of heaven that Jesus says has drawn near. And so I'm left wrestling with both those desires to stand up, to be strong, to witness to what I believe is truth, and at the same time struggling with the desire to be in harmony and peace with those who do not agree with me. I think it's actually the wrestling with it in which we are called to do as Christians. Because I don't think there are any simple answers. Maybe Paul thought that if they just sat down together, they'd all agree. But if so, he was wrong. One of the things that I have learned over my lifetime is that part of the reason we disagree on things is because each of us has been blessed and gifted with different experiences and different insights. We have different knowledge and we bring different things to the table. And in fact, justice is impossible if all of those voices are not heard, that we cannot truly love one another if we are unwilling to listen to one another, which means that disagreement is inevitable. We will disagree. We will not always be of one mind about what to do or where we should stand or what to say. But I think perhaps Paul is still onto something important. Because our disagreements are not as important as the fact that we are all claimed by Christ, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand and we are followers of Jesus. And I think the beginning point for all of us figure out what to do with these disagreements is, as Paul says, to follow the way of the cross. The way of the cross means a way of forgiveness. It means a way of forgiving even those who are wrong. Remember how Jesus forgave those who crucified him? He didn't wait for their repentance. He didn't wait for them to say, "No, you're right, Jesus, not us. Sorry about that." He forgave them even while he knew they were still walking in the wrong path. And he knew they truly were, as opposed to me, who just thinks they are. Forgiveness is a way of the cross, and maybe if I can begin by forgiving those who disagree with me, for disagreeing with me, maybe that's a start. The way of the cross is one of sacrifice and love. It's a willingness to put oneself in the way of help and assistance and love, even when it costs us dearly. Sometimes that means I shut up. That is, by the way, the hardest thing I do. But it means loving other people enough to not feel like I have to correct them and fix them, to be able to listen and wait, to be able to walk together for as long as we can figure out how to walk. The way of the cross means being willing to do it not according to the world's power, but the way of God's power. Because God's power was not to come down, overturn the Roman Emperor, and set his own king in place, but to send Jesus to heal, to redeem, to offer himself, and invite us to be part of that redemption, to bear witness to that healing love, to bear witness to the healing of the world, to fish for people instead of demanding power. Mostly, I want to be in charge. I'm much more comfortable being in charge than letting other people be in charge. You might have noticed that. Sometimes the way of the cross means accepting that it's going to take a while. Accepting that power is made perfect in weakness. Not always in claiming strength. Not always by being able to force my will, but being able to patiently witness to God's will. The way of the cross asks for patience in the face of power, instead of violence, instead of anger. It asks me to stand up, to witness to injustice, but not in a way that evokes violence, but in a way that is willing to sacrifice, even myself, as Christ did. None of this is easy. None of this will make us popular. It is incredibly difficult to hold on to the reality that those who we are absolutely certain are dead wrong are also beloved children of God, as worthy of redemption as we are. But that's the way of the cross. I don't think that means we're going to agree. I don't think that means that we will ever have a time when, even in a small gathering, we will all be of one mind. I think we will always frustrate Paul a little bit. But I think we can find, in the way of the cross, in a way of love and sacrifice, in a way of forgiveness and patience, a way to live into it, into our disagreements and our conflicts in such a way that the world looks at us and says, "Look at them. Look at how they disagree with one another." Could we be like that? I hope, I pray, and I think Paul would agree, that if we cannot all agree, at least we can all place first and foremost in front of us the cross of Christ and live as though that were what unites.